Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening. It's a little bit cloudy here, around 70 degrees.
Yay.
Still very Trumpy.
Jeb.
And Gatesy. and Rick Scottsy.
You know, I don't know why.
And little Marco-y.
Oh, yeah. This, for some reason, about out of all the Republicans, it, one that can get me into a fit of laughter is that please clap shit, man. That can start. I could be crying in just sorrow, and then you say please clap. That, man, that's funny.
So pathetic.
It's insane, really. And then the rebranding from Jeb to Jab is my favorite. Well,
yeah. How did that go? How did that go, Jeb?
What do you think? Hear the dog? Clap.
No, wait.
Did you hear the dog?
Press the button.
Yeah, please clap.
Twitter, hey, join us on Elon's little Olympic sized swimming pool.
Oh, yes.
Full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're still swimming. At Crab Diving. You can tweet us during the show or anytime, actually.
Yes.
And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Right.
You go to crabdiving.com/... All right, asshole. Listen. a labor dispute here in the studio.
A critical failure in the podcasting studio.
What was crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission, and it costs you fuck... I mean, it's not that kind of website.
Thank you, Mr. Bezos, for everything you do for the planet.
It doesn't cost you anything. Bezos just kicks in a little to us.
Where's his boat currently?
Please clap.
Oh, out there.
Please clap.
There you go.
What person taught you to do that in public speaking class? Beg for applause. Get on your knees.
Right.
Jab! Get on your knees and beg. Please clap. Please, Daddy.
So sad.
Holy fuck.
I did everything for the opening. Hey, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus.
We'll see what the worst of Christendom is doing to us.
Where the fuck is Jesus? He hasn't been around
TBD.
For a while. What do you mean? What is he waiting on? Jesus, what are you waiting on? We just went through a pandemic. Come on. My God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is fucking lazy. I'm just going to come out and say it. He's a lazy motherfucker. What has he done since he died on that cross? Name me one fucking thing that we've heard about. Reported.
Came back to life.
Okay. Unrelated to getting crucified.
Oh,
what
okay.
have you done for me lately?
You just haven't accepted him as your personal savior.
I gotta do something?
Holy fuck,
what the fuck, man? What kind of relationship is this? This isn't Jesus, your relationship is unhealthy with your people or whatever it is. It's unhealthy.
I saw another argument from a wise atheist that essentially was... you're telling me that your God, all-powerful, all-knowing, knows what's going to happen, knows what has happened, knows everything about everything in the universe that he created.
Okay.
And this is what he chose.
He chose this?
Right.
This
he could have created. He could have created an entire universe of fluffy bunnies and reach arounds for all of eternity.
Why did God create these? I hate these cords. Why did you create these cords? God, these sucks. Why do I have to have reading glasses? Why do my eyes suck, you fucking...
Exactly. Why,
this is insane. Why did you make it like this? Why did
Thanks for that cancer thing, God.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
God, oh my God.
Dear Jesus.
Went back to my south side. Please, please. Chicago roots for a moment there.
Dear God.
God.
Please make Pfizer create 77 different hard-on pills for these horrible white Republicans can keep raping people.
I mean, fucking A.
Yeah. Who chose this?
Over to the commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post. Says sacked. Ha ha, I get it. NFL players suspended in sports betting scandal. This is crazy.
Oh, God. Okay.
The NFL suspended 5 players for violating the league's gambling policy. Detroit Lions wide receiver Quintez Cephas and safety C.J. Moore and Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony, what a great name.
Shaka Tony.
Were suspended indefinitely.
Damn. Because what? They were gambling or some shit?
Lions wide receiver Stanley Berryhill, receivers Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams were suspended for 6 games. Cephas, Moore, and Tony are suspended indefinitely through at least the conclusion of this season for betting on NFL games in the 2022 season.
Ones they were participating in.
And may petition for reinstatement at the conclusion of this season.
Were they participating in the games in which they gambled? Like Pete Rose? Because Pete Rose was managing a team on which he was gambling on at times. That was the issue. The big issue with him. I mean, if these guys are gambling on games that they're playing, that's really fucked up, I guess.
Berryhill and Williams were suspended for betting from an NFL facility on non-NFL games.
Okay. Who fucking cares?
Probably college, right?
Gives a shit. Fuck it! Okay. Here's where we are. We have certain... The fucks that we have to give, I do think of them like pie. And, like, I have some fucks...
Like 3.141?
Yeah. This is crazy, right? I mean, this is... we have the war in Ukraine. I'm trying to think of the other things. What is this? Just help me understand this betting scandal. Is this more bigly than the war in Ukraine, or is this less bigly?
No.
What? It's less bigly? It's less bigly than the war. Fuck? What about inflation? Is this bigger than inflation?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how many fucks I need to give.
Some stupid football players were gambling when they shouldn't be.
Dude, don't we have some, like...
This is the big headline?
It's gambling?
The HuffPo, is that what
It's not even games they're participating in.
Is that your point?
Who gives a shit? I don't fucking care. Why is it wrong?
Well, you don't care about football.
No, it's not that. I would care about football if these... let's say that they're gambling on a game and it's a game you're participating in or you have control over. Now, I think that's kind of fucked up. You're putting... You could get somebody injured or something like that.
Right.
But these guys just happen to be on a facility betting on another fucking football game? They're right. Out for a whole fucking season? Is it that bad?
Well, I mean...
They're not even in the...
Right.
On the team.
Well, yeah.
Shit, I mean...
Right.
I mean, you know... Hopefully nobody's in the locker room. There's not a team doctor jacking off in front of everybody in there.
Or unless it was hired for that purpose. You know what's going on.
I mean, this does seem important, yet I don't know. What's going on with Zafiritsia?
Well, let's see what the Drudge Report thinks is okay. Important.
Right.
Twitter blues, chaos on the social. It's 4 different headlines. Twitter blues, chaos on the social. Are you the real Oprah? And the 4th headline, gays leaving.
How is an Elon headline related to Twitter? Is that what I heard? An Elon headline related to Twitter?
They must think it's a slow news day because...
I mean, what about his fucking rocket that just had a regulated explosion and everybody's like, oh, yeah.
This is a regulated disassembly.
A regulated disassembly, governor. They look pretty regulated to me. Thing fucking blew up in a fucking fireball.
They asked their local Cockney spokesperson.
I saw it. Oh, it didn't last more.
Oh, I'm getting married in the morning.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Governor, my steering wheel came off.
We apologize to
me. My steering wheel came off me Tesla.
Apologies to our friends across the pond. We love these.
God, it's Elon Musk. Elon Musk is imploding. Tell me he's not. He is absolutely. His rocket blew up. His Teslas are falling apart. Twitter fucking sucks. What happened to him?
Well, there's still that theory that everything is going as planned with Twitter. That his sister was like, Twitter sucks. You need to, or somebody, his sister-in-law was like, you need to get rid of Twitter.
Okay. So Twitter's under control. What about SpaceX?
His sister is the director. I was an extra in a film for.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I met Elon.
Right.
That day.
And there, these people that you're talking about are in charge of Twitter.
His sister Tosca was directing, and she wanted to use his McLaren in the shot. So he showed up with the McLaren, which was way cool, I do have to admit. And I was the bartender in the scene, and he was a patron standing at the bar. And every take, he had to turn around and ask me for a drink and stuff. And
Elon.
He was odd, but nice.
Right.
That was 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, but do you think when you were friends with Elon?
I wasn't friends.
When you were an associate with Elon, when you were a coworker, you were a coworker.
When I spoke to Elon for a couple of hours, chatting in between takes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you not get any contact info from him or anything like that? It's Elon Musk, man.
Hey,
for
Elon,
what?
I don't even have any fucking lines in this movie. I'm just pouring your drinks in the background.
You never know with this guy.
Let's swipe.
Shit, man. This could be Elon's crab diving.
Should I contact him? Hey, man, you might not remember
Jim
me,
Carrey?
But...
Didn't you hang out with Jim Carrey also for a while?
I was also on the set of a Jim Carrey movie, and for some reason, I find myself in...
Yeah.
Closer to the... I don't know why... Because I was older or something.
You're talented. Did you get his number?
Yeah, they shut up. Feel my talent.
Did you get his number?
I fit the suit, literally, because I had... There were like three different levels of how really cool the period outfits were.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got one of the top level ones, so I could be closest. It was like the monkey masks for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That was huge for... I didn't do that one. But background actors... Seriously, big money, because if you were like, they had like three or four different levels of ape mask and suits that required more hours in the makeup.
Oh, shit.
You know, if you're way in the background,
they don't give a shit.
You got a rubber mask on.
They're like, hold this banana.
Right.
Right.
If you're the closer you would be in the shot, the more hours you would have to spend with makeup and putting this ape suit on to be the extra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those guys got perma jobs for the whole shoot, and they got flown to all the locations.
Would they just keep
one
them
of which
in
was Hawaii for a really long time? Yeah.
Would they just keep them in their prosthetics the whole time? Yeah. Or would they, at the end of the day,
were
they
only
allowed
the method actors stayed in character? They slept up in the, grabbing coconuts up out of the palm trees.
I want to keep me monkey face on, if you don't mind.
But they made coin because
they got big
bumps for the for all of that.
I bet the actor that played Wicket in Low Grade, they got paid good.
They might have gotten their SAG cards too. I'm
the
assuming.
Ewoks,
the close.
Oh, I bet.
Apes and Planet of the Apes.
What about the named Ewoks in Return of the Jedi? Low Gray, Wicket, and there's some other ones. Now, were they paid?
um, those are the headlines. I mean, it's apparently not. Well, let's see what Are You the Real Oprah one is about.
Right.
There is a little bit of a scandal going on there now. Did you see that Elon, you know, they're saying, well, that's it. You got to pay $8 a month for your blue check mark. Your blue check mark means fuck now. Means nothing.
Now you paid $8. You're verified.
No, you're not. You can pay it in crypto. And a number of celebrities are like, well, you know, fuck this. I'm not going to pay $8 a month.
But why did he? Well, he immediately devalued that blue check thing because he needed the money. Because why did he need the money? Because he was fucking it up. Because
he spent 2.5 times what it was worth, market cap.
Jeez.
But he committed his stupid self.
Right.
To $44 billion. And, you know, there's probably the purging that he did. I'm not going to say it was not necessary. I wouldn't have gotten rid of the moderation teams that he did. But we've talked about this before. Any fucking corporation that starts making a lot of money, suddenly like little titties, extra titties popping out all over their body. And somebody needs to get suckling.
Well, yeah, because that's the whole point. I want to suckle.
So you've got to hire, you know, we need a second vice president in charge of fuckery over at, you know, and suck and stuff like that. They create these bureaucracies.
Strategic planning executive.
And then all you do is sit in meetings all day, which is nothing but just a big, giant human centipede. Everybody's asshole in everybody else's lips. Oh,
figuratively. People that went through that whole human centipede
and
thing.
And you pass this to this person, absolutely. And they pass their bullshit. Nobody's getting anything done. Everyone's just giving everybody figures and numbers.
Well, they're justifying their existence. Right. They're justifying their lips affixed to that tit.
So Twitter probably did get bloated. It was one of the first in the big tech boom, right?
Yes.
And Twitter was probably overbloated. Whenever they would say they've got all these giant corporate offices and stuff, you're like, what? Why? I mean, I can see infrastructure, servers and shit, but why do they need a 20-story building in Manhattan? Why do they need the same size building
in real estate,
Los Angeles?
But it's real estate. They have that money.
they were probably renting.
I mean, honestly, they're probably going to rent the shit out. I mean,
probably renting. I don't know if they bought those.
Twitter has lots of money, right?
Maybe they bought them.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the Twitter, whatever.
But I mean, just that
so much cash.
Size of real estate. Do they don't.
If I was Twitter, I would get in the casino business. That's what I would do. That'd be the first thing I would do is open up a casino. I've always wanted to do. I hate gambling, but I love casinos. I like walking around.
Wait till VR really takes off, and you'll be able to sit in a virtual casino and just sit in your own Barca lounger.
But
at
you
home.
Can though, man. I will go and play. You can go play Cards Against Humanity in a game.
But real, you know, money. Yeah. Gambling for real money.
Oh, okay.
You know that's.
That probably exists in there, doesn't it? I mean, it exists on the computer.
There's probably got to be some VR scam going on. It is Faithless Friday.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, but anyway, these blue check marks, some people who said they weren't going to be paying, one of which is
LeBron James,
are still blue. And then somebody, I guess, asked Elon about it on Twitter. Scusi. And he said, I'm paying for some accounts personally.
But
so that's
is that
false advertising?
But who gets to decide that? Now he's creating a VIP room.
Now but LeBron doesn't want to pay the eight. I think LeBron could probably swing the $8 a month and be okay. And he doesn't want to. He thinks it's stupid.
Right.
Frankly, people like LeBron, they should be paying him for bringing an audience to the stupid platform.
Well, this is how this works. You just waive LeBron's fee. He doesn't have to pay the $8. You don't even give him a
choice. Which is how it was before.
Right, but no, you pick the celebrities you like that don't have to pay, and you make them do the checks. No. And the ones you hate, the ones you want to silence, you charge them. That is how it is done. This is Elon. It's Elon Musk. This fudge stick is turning into Hitler on Twitter. Meanwhile, his rocket is just burning up in the fucking sky like it's nothing. Oh, shit. Oh, well, what happened to my steering wheel? It's bouncing down the fucking street in my self-driving car. Nobody put the screws in, apparently. Steering wheels are falling off. My Tesla won't charge.
So, yeah, it's very strange that he would, you know, and now I think some people are trying to say, oh, he's just kidding. All the Elon just dick kidding? Writers, yeah.
I hate that. Kidding is supposed to imply something was funny or something like that. You're
like
kidding.
He has a sense of humor. Have you heard him speak?
Yeah, he does not have a sense of humor.
I mean, he's a little odd.
I don't understand what's likable about him. Well, people are like, he's a genius. Okay, let's review how it's going. The rocket exploded. Twitter fucking sucks. And there's the steering wheels are falling off the Teslas. How's that looking for a genius? How's that genius looking? Look at all that genius falling from the fucking sky. Holy shit.
God, all the Elon fanboys are trying to jump in and sell the $8 a month.
Goddamn. Elon's up in the sky getting jacked off by these poor flight attendants. You should be more concerned about your shit staying in the air and not exploding, you dumb fuck. Wasn't that the story that there's some flight attendants? He would make people jack him off
they weren't,
up in the sky.
Well, yeah,
that was the story.
I think he maybe made the offer too.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Could I get some oolong with a little bit of honey? And by the way, could you jerk me off, please?
People, listen, man. That story.
I'm going to get my tea.
Oh, good. I'm going to. That story just demonstrates that some people are fucking douchebags. It permeates through whatever the fuck they want. This guy wants to travel to Mars. This guy wants to go to Mars more than anything. He wants to get some dumb spaceship together, put a bunch of people in it. Traveling to Mars, but still this guy gets in the airplane, and he's looking around, and he's still this dumb fucking asshole's like, will you jack me off? I mean, come on, you fucking asshole. You're gonna make somebody... I mean, if that story's true, that is so fucking fucked up.
He denies.
What would he say? That he did it? Well, let me just drop it then, I guess. He denies it, guys. I guess that person just randomly made it up. Here's a fun thing to do. I'm going to make up a story about Elon propositioning me in the sky. Sure.
Go
to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
CNBC has a story... that says a rough week for Elon Musk. It was capped today when institutional shareholders in Tesla admonished the company's board of directors to rein in a, quote, overcommitted CEO in an open letter. In other words, leave Twitter alone.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off Twitter. Let somebody else run it.
Listen, man, let's have some people overseeing this rocket that actual human beings at some point are going to fucking get in. Let's get our eye on the fucking ball here.
Right. And the rocket thing.
The rocket thing. People are going to be in that thing in SpaceX. People are in rockets that SpaceX makes. You know what I mean? What is the private rocket regulation like? Who looks into that?
The FAA.
Why are we letting people? Why isn't NASA just? Why isn't this all NASA? Why isn't NASA just in charge of rockets?
Well,
why are we letting private companies
do?
I want people.
Send the archivists over.
I just watched a private rocket company just
right.
launch their premier Starship Enterprise.
Yes.
Fucked them, and it just fucking exploded
that
all over.
That happens.
That happens.
It does.
I know that happens. But What about the regulations? I mean, if it was NASA, it would be... I'm not saying that shit doesn't explode with NASA, because, yes, of course, that has in the past. How many different rocket companies do we have? SpaceX?
Bezos has his. All the billionaires.
What is Kanye's?
What's his face? The Virgin Airways guy.
Bill Branson.
Yeah.
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson. His crazy brother, Bill, that they don't talk about.
Bill Branson's like, hey, I'm going to fuck you rocket up.
Yeah, my fucking brother won't give me any of that money. He doesn't do shit.
Am I crazy? Does Kanye have a ship? Does he have a spaceship or he does not have a spaceship?
I think he might think he does.
You're in a spaceship, okay? I told you I watched the movie that makes people not anti-Semitic, that he said that made him not anti-Semitic, with Jonah Hill.
Right. Which one was that?
I don't even remember the fucking name, but it dawned on me as I'm watching it. It's like, oh yeah, this is the one that made Kanye not anti-Semitic. It was a good movie.
It's a magical film, apparently.
No, it's just good. I'm like, wow. So I was just sitting here thinking, if you're a fucking Nazi, you watch this, and this undoes all that. That's amazing.
There is a lynching underway in Kansas City, Missouri.
this is not what you think it is.
Okay.
This is the dynamic duo of former... Republican candidate for Senate in
Witzke,
Delaware.
Witzke,
Lauren Witzke,
Lauren Witzke,
and Edward Zoll, yes. Former third banana. but somehow they both got themselves fired from fucking Rick Wiles' show.
True News. This is third banana.
True News.
Damn.
They're exiles from True News.
Shit, that it's amazing that the third banana. If you work at True News, is that like, I'm trying to understand, is that like NBC of Christian nutdom? What is it?
Is it UPN of
Christian
nutdom? Seems to have a lot of money, right? They went to Davos.
I don't know.
Remember? They went to Davos.
Maybe they flew like Southwest
and
or
had
some
press
shit.
Credentials, didn't they?
They did. That nothing to be embarrassed about there. Just Rick Wiles and... And Doc, or whoever the fuck, right. Waddling around in Davos, Switzerland. Where are you from?
We're live here from Davos, and I just saw another Jew, and there's a Jew. There's a Jew there.
George Soros is hiding in the mountain.
here on their own network now, Crosstalk.
Oh, God.
Are Lauren Witzke and Edward Zoll.
There is a lynching underway in Kansas City, Missouri. There is an elderly man, 84-year-old Andrew Lester.
Okay, so you know where he's going here. This guy is, this old man is the one that shot the black kid that knocked on the door.
Yes.
To pick up his brothers Sibling. And sisters, siblings, yeah.
He went to the wrong place.
He had like 105th Street instead of 105th Place. He just knocked on, he was a block, he had the wrong block, knocked on a door. Allegedly, dude just said, get the fuck out of here. Bam, bam.
You know, that to me, there's nothing that's not horrible about this. This is also a failure of infrastructure. Why do we have these streets that are that similar, that close together? I fuck, man. It's just like, I'm not saying.
What urban planner? Why not just make an extra street the end?
Wait. This is, I mean that the bad guy in this is obviously the person, the shooter. The person with the gun is fucked up and
sure.
You shouldn't just shoot people.
Not if you listen to these two.
Well, fuck them.
Lynching underway in Kansas City, Missouri. There is an elderly man, 84-year-old Andrew Lester, who's being accused of felony armed assault. This man, all he did was defend his property when he felt like his life was in danger.
From a rampaging Negro on his porch.
What do you think this is, Florida? Wait, what state is this again?
Kansas City, Mo.
I can't believe I just had to ask because the way that guy says it. Kansas City, Missouri. Can we talk about... He sounds like... He's got the cadence of Katharine Hepburn, but like the tone of Pauly Shore.
Edward Zoll.
Yeah, listen to this shit. He sounds weird.
The cadence of Catherine Hepburn.
But listen,
this man, all he did was defend his property when he felt like his life was in danger.
Oh, he does speak very pausing, like this, like.
This man shot a 16-year-old man. This young man who is sick.
This young man who is like, we read his bio. He's going to get scholarships.
Yes. And whatever.
For music shit. He's going to get scholarships.
Fucking
he's on their like brain team, their science team that travels around and shit. He's a model student and kid by all standards. And these guys, listen to him emphasizing a 16-year-old man.
Even if this kid was fucking horrible in school, the fuck ever, it does not justify this shooting. It's insane.
Of course not.
Everything about this is insane.
But they're going to try to paint somehow this good kid as some rampaging thug.
I mean,
man, 16-year-old man. Listen to how he emphasizes it.
And all he did was being accused of felony armed assault. This man, all he did was defend his property when he felt like his life was in danger. This man shot a 16-year-old man, this young man who is 6 foot tall. It's being painted as if this individual is a student. He plays the clarinet. He's in the band. Well, he also knocks on doors, rings doorbells at 10:30 at night. All
accidentally.
He was trying.
Do you believe this?
I mean, it's, you know what's crazy about this? The intent is clear. The intent is the story. You cannot say that this kid had an ulterior motive. The whole story is he went to the wrong house on accident.
Well,
he went to the wrong house. Well, you know, this is America. In America, if you're black and you get the address wrong, someone's going to shoot at you. That's his country. It's been Florida.
Knocks on doors, rings doorbells at 10:30 at night. All of this has led to a brand new, I think, a race war brewing in Kansas City. We're going to go through a lot of the facts that you are not hearing from the actually racist media, the people who hate white people.
And the
race war.
Tell us.
You are the race war. This guy that shot at this kid is the race war. They're all shooting at people.
So that's all he had.
What do you mean?
That was their main point to prove that this kid is evil,
right?
Is that he's 6 feet tall.
Yes.
And that he knocked on a door at 10:30. He goes around knocking on doors at 10:30 at night, Ryan. Did I mention 6 feet tall? You know they morph into demons. We've told you a million times.
It's crazy. It's like,
it's just cartoonish.
You're not allowed to exist unless your skin is a certain tone in this guy's fucking world. And this old man, I mean, this old man, to me, this story is about this old dumb fucking fucknut should not have a fucking gun. That's the story.
I saw a story, his grandson, I think it is, one of his grandchildren was like talking about him, and he's like, oh, he's crazy, he's violent, he's
conspiracy
theory, you know, but always has been, like, he's always been an asshole.
You know, that's what I hate about, I mean, there's so many things you can hate about the right, but this thing about making the story not about the story is that this guy that shouldn't have a fucking gun has a fucking gun. That's the story.
The facts that you are not hearing.
And fuck people like this for just creating the culture of terror in these old white people.
This guy, think
that anybody browner than this, there's a little chart on the side, like a paint sampler on the side of the wall when they open the door and they go, oh my God, boom, boom, boom.
You know what I don't understand? It's like you play these clips of these right-wing nut jobs, and with this guy, you can just hear it in his voice. You can hear him. It's like the manipulation of the maggots. It's just so apparent. He's obviously just trying to piss people off and upset these crazy fuckers, right?
And no. But think of this: if Saturday Night Live, if Michael Che was reading this,
yeah,
said the same words.
Knocks on doors, rings doorbells at 10:30 at night. All of this has led to a brand new, I think, a race war brewing in Kansas City.
I mean, you would think it's sad, you know, it's like satire.
It's insane. And also the gaslighting here is nuts, because this guy is defending someone who shot at somebody just based on skin color. That's it. You know,
10:30 at night, 6 feet tall.
It's 2023, you fucks. Oh my God. You know, it's like, that is the, but that, what this guy is doing, I mean, if you want to say, the race war is on you guys, okay? The race war is on the people that showed up at Charlottesville.
And, you notice
and the Oath, and the Oath Keepers.
They've desperately avoided mentioning race, though.
Yes.
He was right. a 16-year-old man.
Who's
apparently out knocking on doors at 10:30 at night. Now, he's going to make it the libs turning it into race when it was just a terrified homeowner protecting the rampaging, raping Negro on his porch.
Have you seen a picture of this kid?
Yeah. He's like skinny. Yeah.
I did a picture of him. It's sad. It's fucked up. This is a child, you wackos. This is why our country fucking sucks, is because these people don't know how to treat children. I don't know how to, you know, man.
It was more.
Yeah.
A brand new, I think, a race war brewing in Kansas City. We're going to go through a lot of the facts that you are not hearing from the actually racist media.
Yeah.
The people who hate white people.
And it's really an attack on Christians. This is a Satanist attack on Christians. Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, Lauren, and if...
It's insane.
She was holding her breath.
This shit is giving me...
She couldn't wait to get in.
It's like Havana Syndrome or some fucking shit, man. I mean, it's crazy. Is that in poor taste to say that?
Like what?
The Havana Syndrome, listening to these people. You know that thing that was... That
was scrambling people's brains with microwaves?
Yeah. I apologize if anybody's going through that. But that's fake, though. Didn't we learn that was fake from the...
They think there's no proof that it's related to anything.
I have a hard time with that one.
I hate white people.
And it's really an attack on Christians. This is a Satanist attack on Christians. That's what it is.
Is this whiskey?
Lauren, and if it's not for people like us, they're just going to take all our grandparents, any one of us who holds a position such as wanting to defend your property, that you believe in Jesus Christ.
The liberals are going to round up Nana and Boompah. All the white, the white old people, we're going to round them all up.
You know, sometimes... You know, this is stand-up comedy in a very odd way, but it's like sometimes you get a show and you're like, I'm going to have to be in the car with some people for 5 hours. What's that going to be like? 10 hours round trip. And ooh. I'm just thinking about these people in the car. It just seems like these are the worst people that we're listening to right now.
Yeah.
Why are they both acting together? Why can't we handle one at a time, but both of these at the same time is horrible.
The two of them probably travel with their 16-year-old pool boy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
Hack on Christians. That's what it is.
Well, Lauren, and if it's not for people like us, they're just going to take all our grandparents. All our parents. Any one of us who holds a position such as wanting to defend your property, that you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
It's crazy. We're like, because we're white. Edward, I'm saying...
It's crazy, cause like we're white.
My God,
that's what she said. It's crazy. It's like cause we're white. I'm wearing whiskey. Fucking nuts.
Son of God.
It's crazy. We're like cause we're white. Edward, I have a feeling I'm gonna have to flee the country in 2 years. I'm gonna have to. Like
Get
we're gonna have to flee this
here,
country
Lauren.
Because
I'm gonna have to leave the country in 2 years.
Why wait?
There's the door, Lauren.
Well,
the door.
What country are you gonna go fuck up? Just stay here. Just stay here and ruin it.
Right,
don't go to France.
Wait, let's see if she says where she's going to go.
Because we're white. Edward, I have a feeling I'm going to have to flee the country in 2 years. I'm going to have to. Like, we're going to have to flee this country because they're going to be trying to come for us.
Idaho.
They're going to try and come for us unless this is stopped and the rule of law is reestablished in this country with good leadership. We're done. Like, this, we can't come back from this. It's just going to get worse. We're locking up grandpas now and doing media smears because they defended their homes.
That's it.
Do people listen to us on the show and think, like, God, fuck these people the same way I'm listening to her? Do you know what I mean? Does somebody listen to me?
Our hate listeners, yeah. And think, I hope so.
Oh, I hate them because I can't stand these people. There's something about these two together that's particularly.
We get hate listeners that think we're funny, though.
Good. That's right.
Which is the difference.
These people are caustic. Does that make sense? Like, they're. Is that the right word? They're caustic. Right.
And even when they try to make jokes, it's just agonizing.
Their personality is like bad methamphetamines or something. It's just these people.
So there we go. The prosecution of the guy that shot the 16-year-old who accidentally knocked on his door is, quote, a Satanist attack on Christians.
Come on, man. Bring it on. Bring it on.
To Lauren Whiskey.
Christians, let's go. I'm a Satanist. Let's go. Oh, my God. Let's go, man. Pray. Come on. Pray. Throw your prayers at me. Is that what they do? Do they pray for bad things to happen to Satanists or atheists?
Yeah, of course they do.
Why?
Because they think Jesus was out of his fucking mind when he said that love everybody thing.
As an atheist, with the prayers, and I'm addressing the Christians here, you know they don't work on me. Your prayers don't do shit to me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, you know what I mean?
The bad ones do.
Right. Do prayers work on you, yes or no? Quickly?
Are they attached to a rock that has been flung at me?
You know what? I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, I guess.
Is it scribbled on an arrow? Die, heathen.
Shelby, do you believe in God? Shelby.
Also, we've got going on. It's speaking of Christian Sharia, this one making me crazy. But, yay. You know, I mean, it's just, it's what we all expected in Texas.
What? Is this methoprestone?
No, we're still waiting tonight. On SCOTUS. Yeah.
That's tonight. What is going on with that shit? I mean, you're either fucking, you vote.
They're just deciding whether to stay.
Yes.
The ruling of the solidly.
Yes.
Trump encrusted judge, the decision that he had, this guy who also, well, maybe not so much Trumpy anymore, because there's another story that the evangelicals, he's starting to lose them because he's saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't have a national abortion.
Well, it's embarrassing. Do you know why I listened to this thing on NPR that made me embarrassed for us? And that happens a lot. But this made me particularly embarrassed. I don't know. I'm not a chemist, but apparently America manufactures most of the methoprestone or the drug that goes with it. And 70% of all the abortions in France take place. They use this. I hate that I am explaining all this science shit right now. It's so stressful. But like in France, most of the abortions, they use methoprestone.
Right.
That's made in America. Now people in France are worried. Well, fuck, we can't get this. We can't use this drug because the fucking Americans have lost their fucking shit. And they don't want to manufacture this anymore because they've gone bonkers. I mean, what are we going to do about that? Is there another country that can make the abortion pill? Shit, can anybody pick up the slack?
Are you kidding me? India will step up.
Somebody, because listen, America.
And it'll mostly work.
We're just, America's in a bad cultural spot right now. Yeah. So if someone could fucking help us and just make some of these methoprestones, that would be nice. Because we're fucking nuts.
Yesterday, Texas Senate approved a bill, Senate Bill 1515 by Senator Phil King, Republican from Weatherford.
Whee.
It's now heading to the House.
Whee.
It's Texas State House for consideration, I'm sure. It's going to fly through there.
Fuck you!
Public schools in Texas will have to prominently display the Ten Commandments.
Come on, man.
In every classroom.
Fuck off.
Starting next school year.
How do we make money off this? Do we buy stock in cement statues in Texas at some fucking... Where do they... Does it have? Wait, wait. Go, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Is it a statue, or can they? Can it be a projection?
Well, I don't know if this does this version of the story mention that they had. They kind of learned their lesson or something, because this is the same Christo fascist turd burger,
right?
That started that the law that did become. A bill that did become law there.
Yes.
That they have to put up the In God We Trust signs that are donated. So no taxpayer money. But if somebody don't, and then some, you know, God soaked.
Yes.
Billionaire came around and bought all the schools, right. The In God We Trust signs. But there were some schools that didn't want this shit.
Right.
Let's call those the decent areas, the decent administrators.
But the thing is, if I am selling, if I'm doing, but it's a donation thing, but people have to buy them as a donation, right?
The people donating, yes. But these, so some of these schools did stuff like.
So much grift.
Rainbow colored In God We Trust. Or they did, there was no rule about the font size. So they printed it onto something like the size of a penny, hanging it on the side of the wall and shit. Because it was like a fuck you.
Somebody's going to do a no-bid contract for these Ten Commandments, and then every school is going to be required to get them.
So then they went back, and I guess they changed, and they made it, you got to be in this font and everything. So now this new bill has those specific designations.
Listen to this insanity. How big the words have to be? Fuck. Thou shalt not kill people, right? What's the font for that one? Holy shit. Can it be inflatable? I'm serious. Can I have inflatable slabs? Can they be the inflatable things that do this, that wave the arms at the car washes? Can we have it like that? Really dumb as shit in this country.
A public or elementary or secondary school shall display in a conspicuous place in each classroom of the school a durable poster or framed copy of the Ten Commandments that meets the requirements of subsection B.
Fucking shit. You know what they do in North Korea? Don't they make you display a picture of the dear leader?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We're in that neighborhood.
Subsection B. A poster or framed copy of the Ten Commandments described by the subsection A above must, quote, include the text of the Ten Commandments as provided by subsection C.
God, this is, we sound.
Oh, and they wrote.
What you can say.
Oh my God, they specifically wrote every commandment, the wording they want for it.
It's a commandment.
Oh my God. In the size and typeface that is legible to a person with average vision from anywhere in the classroom.
Yes.
In which the poster or framed copy is displayed. It must be at least 16 inches wide and 20 inches tall. The text of the poster must read as follows.
Oh, God.
One. No, the Ten Commandments.
Ah! No! Fucking shit! Do we spell out 10 or can it be the numeral?
The word T-E-N.
Thank you. Okay, good. Got it?
Next line.
Jesus.
Interesting.
This is some Nazi.
All caps, I am, no more caps, the, all caps, Lord.
So nine.
I am the Lord, thy God.
Okay, understood.
There's no ambiguity there. That's not a separation of church and state violation at all.
What state is this? Is this California? Texas. Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Texas, of course.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Nine.
Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven images.
What does that mean, motherfucker? No one knows what that means. I know what it means.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
So stupid.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Fuck you. Fuck
you know
off.
They debated, like, do we use Cage? We got to use King James Version. No, I use the new Baptist Apostolic up your asshole version.
You know, like, the Christo lunacy right here, this is heightened. This is heightened Christo lunacy Nazi shit, man.
But you know, this took them forever fighting amongst each other over whose Bible.
No,
whose interpretation do you?
Here's the story. They are, someone is like, you know, we can sell this Ten Commandments to all the schools in.
Listen, my brother-in-law owns a printing business.
He's gonna laminate all these. He's gonna laminate all these. Put it in there. It has to be durably laminated because my uncle has a laminating service, and we're gonna make a million fucking. We're gonna make $1 billion turning these fuckers out.
Where was I? Remember, this is the literal text that they are saying this is how it must read.
It's so
I'm reading
stupid.
The bill. I'm reading the actual bill itself.
This is dumb. We are a dumbass fucking country.
Honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill.
Thank you.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Maybe highlight.
Thou shalt not steal.
Is adultery in there? Just, for real?
Quietly.
Some kid. I let me understand this. I'm going to school as a child. I'm like, oh, I just learned how to read. Thou shalt not commit adultery. What's that? Don't cheat on your wife.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant. Nor
really?
His maidservant.
Is manservant in there?
Nor his manservant?
No, it's not. Is it really? They're going to put that shit
I'm
up?
I'm quoting. I'm not improvising.
What about Lord of the Rings? Anything from Return of the King in
thou
there?
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Nine!
Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Or thou shalt go be sent to Mordor.
There you go.
Boy, that's some crazy Star Wars-y kind of shit. God, America's fucked up. That is so fucked up. This is for all of Texas. They have to do this.
It's passed.
What do you mean by passed?
Passed the Senate. It's going to the House.
In the House there is...
Texas.
Why are you laughing? So then after it, let's say it passes the Senate.
Then Greg Abbott... can't sign it fast enough.
God.
And then the lawsuits start flying.
And
I don't know about this court.
But how are you?
We'll find out this afternoon. Hopefully, during the show, it'd be great if SCOTUS could do us a solid.
Does someone walk in classrooms and say, listen, teacher so-and-so, I noticed that your Ten Commandments is only held up with two thumbtacks and one piece of tape. It's not securely fastened. I'm going to have to beat you in front of your students.
Sure, right. Drop your pants. It's a Canaan.
This is totally fucking nuts.
I mean, that's where they want it to go.
Drop your pants. It's a Canaan.
Yeah.
You know what? You forget that because what did Stephen Miller say?
Trump's.
Yeah, the pain
advisor,
is the point. Yeah. The pain is the point with all these fascists.
The
a lot of this is cruelty, and that's sort of a component, which is nice.
You're right.
Lovely.
Faithless Friday, everybody. So there you go.
And then do you have to... what happens? Okay, children, if you notice, just I want everybody to notice it. Today we got a laminated copy of the Ten Commandments with Chuck Norris. Whoever. Chuck Norris is in the background and there's a promo for his next television show or some shit. Let's all read them aloud.
Meanwhile, Okeechobee County.
Right.
Florida.
Oh, that's us. Good.
A middle school coach from Okeechobee has been arrested on suspicion of a romantic relationship with a high school student.
You know what? You started this and I was like, shame on me. I'm going to assume this is just going to be about some kind of diddling thing. And
oh, did I mention that he's also a pastor? He was arrested facing charges of offenses against a student by an authority figure.
Oh, yes. Well,
he was booked into Okeechobee County Jail. He posted $50,000 bond.
Wow. God is going to be super pissed at you, buddy. How are you going to get into heaven if you keep diddling children, huh? Isn't that
she is 18. We don't know if it started before.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Does God care about this shit? Isn't there stuff about you can...
Who are we asking?
I don't know.
Are you asking me? I'm saying no. No more than Voldemort cares.
Right. I mean, it's culty. It's all culty.
It is very culty.
David Koresh, according to the movie I saw, I think on Showtime, if he joined his cult, you weren't allowed to even have sex with your own wife because that was now his job and he was relieving you of that burden. And everybody bought into this shit.
He has been removed from all coaching activities.
Oh, no.
And contact with students.
No. Come on, man. Who's going to coach that team and pray for him and
he
shit?
Is the pastor at the Okeechobee Missionary Baptist Church.
Shaboom. Wow. Well, I mean, you know.
And I think there were like two other stories that are similar. Yes. So let's, this past week, pastors and youth advisors getting caught with kids, three. Drag queens, yes. Reading to story time kids, 0.0.
It's as if they want to distract us or something.
You're right.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
These assholes. Also, I've got another Jesus-y story.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean.
Right.
Lack of Jesus.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how Jesus... We don't know what Jesus is like. He's never... Maybe I misunderstood. I thought he was coming back at some point. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
When did he promise that?
Who?
Jesus.
You know, someday.
But when?
Revelations.
I mean, but back in the day, he said, which was... What date was that? Zero?
33-ish.
Oh, 33-ish.
Isn't that when they put him up?
That's right. He promised he would come back, and it's been a long time.
Well, who knows? He didn't give a date.
It's not in the fucking Bible or anything.
I did see a story that Isaac Newton, you know, he went a little cray in his later life and got really Jesus-y.
Yeah.
After inventing physics.
Woo!
And then major parts of mathematics and shit. He then went Jesus-y and got nuts.
Right.
He used the Bible and his alleged mathy skills.
Yes.
To predict the start of the end times.
Okay.
And I think it's soon. I think it's like tomorrow or something. Wait a second. Let me see.
Well, shit, man. It's a shame because in Florida, everybody just decided to disconnect their emergency alert system. So if end times happen, nobody here is going to fucking know because they turned off that setting in their iPhone. You know? If end times is happening tomorrow, my spending habits tonight are going to be different.
In 1704, Newton wrote mathematical equations and provided an explanation for his prediction of when the end of the war will occur.
Yes.
He wrote seven... reasons. Oh, we've got a few years. 2060.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was sooner.
No. Well. Jeez. Good luck, everybody, with that. That sounds interesting, huh?
Do you want now? Again, this is a genius. He invented physics.
Well, he pointed it out.
Right. A brilliant mathematician. But these are his seven reasons that he chose the year he did.
Did he prove that the world was not flat?
That had been done, let's say, 1,700 years prior.
Was that Copernicus?
Aristosthenes? No, Copernicus is like, of course it's round. Oh, you stupid assholes. Copernicus is like, it's round, but guess what? The sun, we go around the sun. And they said, oh yeah, that's a jailing for you.
Yeah. You're going to get beaten. Get inside that Iron Maiden.
And then Galileo's like, oh yeah, he was right. And they said, oh yeah. And for some reason, they said, that's a house arrest for the rest of your life for you. So right. I don't, you know, he knew people, I guess.
Yeah.
He could draw too.
Back then, that helps because it's like, what would you do for entertainment? You would look at pictures.
Go hang in with Galileo.
I mean, nobody has
this is some blasphemy.
Will you draw something cool for me to look at? Because otherwise, there's nothing to do on this planet.
The first reason that Isaac Newton decided on the year 2060 was one, the 2300 prophetic days did not commence before the rise of the little horn of the he-goat.
What? The what goat? What kind of goat?
I believe this is from Revelation, right?
What goat?
The he-goat?
What kind of, I've never seen that goat.
I don't, you know.
Is it cute? Look it up. I want to see. I like goats. I think they're nice.
Number two, those days did not commence after the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Romans in AD 70.
Get off me, he-goat!
Number three, he-goat. This is the math of poor Isaac Newton, who apparently had too many apples bounce off his head by this point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The times and a half a time did not commence before the year 800. In which the Pope's supremacy commenced.
Pope supremacy.
Number four, they did not commence after the reign of Gregory VII in 1084. The 1290 days did not commence before the year 842. They did not commence after the reign of Pope Gregory VII in 1084.
Which Monty Python movie is this?
So the difference between 1290 and 1335 days are parts of the 7 weeks. Therefore, the end of the world will occur in 2060, which is 1260 years from the foundation of the Holy Roman Empire.
Right. Bring out your dead.
How sad.
Looking forward to it. Guys.
How sad.
What are you going to, I mean, that's going to be crazy. Try to get a Lyft or an Uber that night. Good luck. We got third pricing.
And that's the beginning of the end times, though, right? That's when all the Christians get hoovered, right?
They get sucked up and then they leave their clothes.
Right.
I'll take your sweater. I'll take your Tesla.
And then the rest of us start roasting, right? Is that the deal?
We have to escape on that big, gigantic Star Destroyer.
Then we get a...
Elon cobbled together in his spare time.
Exploding Star Destroyer. The top of the hour, everybody, just after.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for... buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Will there be teleportation in 2060?
No.
Will we have mastered that?
No.
Okay.
In 2060? No. Unless the aliens finally do say fuck it.
The aliens are like, we're going to give you guys a solid before we explode. We're going to give you 5 years to enjoy teleportation. We'd fuck that shit up. Easily.
We've got a poll.
Yay.
Result. This is over to the Axios.
Everybody likes me.
Most Republican primary voters.
Yeah.
Say that protecting Medicare and Social Security from cuts is less important to them than fighting woke ideology.
That's why Trump's going to win.
Whatever that means.
Well, we know what that means. We have an anti-woke bill here in Florida that protects us from people that want to call you the pronouns you prefer. God.
The driving the news, it says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a potential 2024 candidate, has made conservative cultural issues in education a central part of his agenda. A move the poll indicates could help him with the GOP's most ardent supporters.
I don't know. What about that personality? But have you thought about that?
But then there's Trump. Yeah,
DeSantis sucks. He needs to meet with a good acting coach. Someone that can make him seem human or something. Maybe some color contact lenses or something. What does he need? What would you do to do? How would you Scaramucci his image?
God, I don't know. Have somebody else go out and speak for him.
I would do that. I think that's a great idea.
hire a surrogate.
I don't know. I mean, like, would you dress him differently?
I mean, I don't know. I guess
I would put him in jumpsuit.
Like a burka? Head to toe? Like an orange jumpsuit with his gut hanging out?
Absolutely. Yeah. Put him in jail.
Gold rings on every knuckle.
Does everybody forget that he lied about the COVID numbers here in Florida? He lied, didn't he?
Yeah, they don't care. Who are we talking about? They don't care.
No, no, no. They're worried about wokeness. I'm wokeness.
He also signed the Stop Woke Act, there you go, which would ban classroom and corporate trainings that make students or employees feel discomfort over their race.
Corporate trainings? That's the point of a corporate training. A lot of it is used to prevent racism and sexual harassment in the workplace. And it's asking people to not be racist or to sexually harass people. Is that particularly woke, or is that just doing the bare minimum to not be a shit fuck human? That's what it seems like to me.
55% of Republicans say fighting woke ideology in our schools and businesses is more important
in our businesses
than protecting entitlement programs from cuts.
Do you want people to walk around Blockbuster Video muttering the N-word? My God.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
Woo, that's freedom.
That's every Thursday night.
Like, you want
after
people
after the truck stop?
Yeah, yeah. Are you allowed to grab people's asses at McDonald's when you're putting orders in and shit? Is that what they want? Why don't we go back to the Mad Men days when everybody's fucking shit faced at work? God.
Not good news. There was where's the one? I saw this earlier. I'm scrolling through the actual data, the PDF. Oh, this story, this question 20. Regardless of who you are voting for today, please tell us whether you would consider or not consider voting for each of the following candidates in the Republican presidential primary.
Okay.
If you don't know enough about the person to say one way or the other, just say don't know.
Okay.
And there is... You would definitely consider, probably consider, probably not consider, definitely not consider.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Definitely consider 64%.
Oh my God.
Probably consider 17% for a total consider of 82%.
That's among Republicans.
Yes.
He's destroying. How? What is
probably said? Not consider and definitely not consider was only 17%. And only 1% say they don't know him.
Percent.
Who are these people
don't know
that don't know enough about Trump?
I want to see this.
Number
person.
Two, Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
Definitely consider 58%. Probably consider 25%. Total consider 83%, one more percent than Don.
Okay.
Definitely consider was about 8 points difference. Don was higher.
Right.
But probably consider thrown in there totals. Probably not consider and definitely not were 5 and 7 for 12 points only. So,
right.
But then here's where it gets funny.
Ted Cruz?
Mike Pence.
Ah! Goddamn Mike.
Mike Pence.
Okay. I'm going to guess they're probably gonna consider him. He's going to be in the high 50s. No, he's going to be in the...
All considers together, you mean? Definitely.
No, definitely going to consider. I'm going to say he's at a 42.
Definitely consider Mike Pence 13%.
Oh, man! Holy!
He's fucked.
Fuck, he was the vice. That must be wrong. He was their vice president.
No,
it was wrong. He was the vice president. That usually doesn't work like that.
There's probably considered 28 for a total of 40. Now, ooh. You can do the math.
Oh, yes. Well, they can't, but sure.
Probably not considered 28%.
Ouch!
Definitely not considered 25%.
Oh, fuck, Mike.
For a total of not considers at 53%
you
to
know,
40%.
My thing would be, it's 7% like...
7% don't know.
I don't know what they want. Mike Pence has had a life in politics. He's built a fan base, I guess, from his entertainment days. And I think he's probably heartbroken that more people haven't came out and said, we love Mike Pence, and that on January 6th, they tried to hang him, and that's just bullshit, and Trump shouldn't have done that. I haven't been hearing that a lot. Have you? And that probably hurts his feelings.
Now, I think this is all voters.
Yes.
Registered voters nationwide. This is if the 2024 election for president were held today.
No. Oh, my God.
And the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican. For whom would you vote?
Oh, my God.
And we've got the definitely and probably thing again. Oh, definitely fuck. Biden, probably Trump, definitely Trump.
Very terrifying.
Definitely Biden, 42%.
Okay.
Probably Biden, 6%. Undecided, 7, by the way.
Okay.
So that's 48% total. Probably or definitely voting for Biden.
Why is this making me nervous?
Trump, definitely 39%.
What the fuck?
6% probably for 45%. Oh. So that puts Biden up 3 points with 7% undecided, which is pretty scary.
I'm really, that first number you read about Trump was what? Could you say that one again?
39% definitely Shit. Will vote for Donald Trump.
That is, him. See, we do live in a country that's very fucked up.
Now, this one's a little scarier.
Okay, DeSantis?
If the candidates are Biden and DeSantis, definite Biden 37, probably Biden 7 for a total of 45.
Oh, fuck.
Probably DeSantis 8, 41% definitely for 49%. That's 3 points higher.
No, this DeSantis. Is, where is this? This is lies. What is this?
This is Wall Street Journal fuck. Impact Research.
You guys
poll.
Suck. You must be doing something incorrect over there. 39%. Okay, yeah, this is disturbing. 39% of all voters are definitely going to go with Trump. Is that true?
According That's, to this, yeah, if he's the nominee.
It's crazy. This is just absolutely too, higher than... That is significantly higher than I thought. I thought Biden would be... imagine if he gets elected. Imagine if Trump is president in 2024. Ooh. Think about that.
This is all Trump versus DeSantis.
DeSantis.
So your choices are Trump, DeSantis are both equal or neither.
Right.
And don't know.
Okay.
A list of traits. Indicate whether you think this trait better describes Trump or DeSantis.
Okay.
If you think they're both equally described by that trait or neither, you could say that.
Okay.
Shares my values.
DeSantis?
39% Trump. Oh, 33% God. DeSantis, both equally 11%. 2% said neither.
Wait.
14% don't know.
Okay. So... The first number said that Trump...
39%. So more of the people believe that Trump shares their values than DeSantis by 6 points.
But he was just indicted on so many counts of business fraud.
Exactly.
And there's, he's not going to testify in that the civil trial with E. Jean Carroll. I mean, does that...
I guess where this one's going.
Going through the values.
Is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in.
That's Trump.
46%. God. Oh my Trump. God. 23% DeSantis. 23% equally. That's interesting.
What is Biden at with that?
This is just the two of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Is the most conservative. This is interesting. 35% Trump. 37% DeSantis.
Donald.
So 2% of registered Republican voters.
Is DeSantis going to beat Biden in the general? If it's DeSantis versus Biden, is Biden going to win? He is.
I think Biden will win.
There you go. Okay. Boy, this poll is disturbing. There's something eerie to this.
But the next one has the best chance of beating Biden.
Okay.
Trump 31%. DeSantis 41%. So 10% more of Republican voters think... that DeSantis has a better shot against Biden.
Is the Justice Department going to come for Trump and he's not going to be able to run for president? Is there any chance that that happens?
He says it won't. He said he will run from jail if he has to.
This guy is talking to things in his diaper, so I don't care what he says. What do you think, though? Do you think he doesn't know? do you think the Justice Department will comfort him and prevent him from running for office?
I would be surprised if he stays in it. But you never know. He might. This is his Hail Mary, man. He might think that his only way of avoiding all this prosecution, somehow making it to be president, and then somehow his kingly presidential powers will get him out of trouble. He'll be Netanyahu. Look at all these years Netanyahu has been kicking the football
right
down the field for his corruption charges.
These totalitarians that are skull fucking this planet, they have to take a chill pill and stop. Why won't they? Even Boris, what's his fuck over there in UK with the Brexit, having these fucking orgies during the goddamn COVID. Put his dick on a copying machine, right? Wasn't that a story?
No, it should have been.
He's having these fuck parties during COVID. Everybody's sheltering in place. Boris is getting wasted, partying. It's okay.
Do you favor or oppose? This is all registered voters. Do you favor or oppose allowing people to carry a concealed handgun without a permit?
No, I am opposed to that, please. No, thank you. I'm going to say no thanks on that one.
Total favor, 33%. Total oppose, 65%.
That's right, bitch.
Two-thirds of the country do not want people to concealed carry without a permit. What happened in Texas already? What's happening here in Florida?
You know what that's evidence of? We could fix this gun problem. Yeah. More people want gun control than don't. So guess what? Let's have it. Let's make it happen. More people want gun control than don't want gun control. Why don't we have good gun control? What kind of fucking bullshit is this? That stat is actually infuriating when you think about it. How does that stat exist and all these guns exist in this fucking country? Jesus.
Which of the following is most important to you personally? Republican primary voters only. God. Securing our southern border, stopping the flow of illegal immigrants, or fighting woke ideology in our schools and businesses. Both equally, neither don't know.
Oh, okay. You don't know. I don't know. I don't know about the border, and I'm not sure about the wokeness.
44% securing the border is more important.
Dumb racist cunts.
24% fighting woke ideology.
How are you going to do that? How do you fight wokeness? With a lightsaber? Or with a pin?
This one's a little disturbing, actually. Do you favor or oppose banning all abortions after 6 weeks, except in the cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother? 41% favor.
What the fuck? That's not the right 53% answer.
53% oppose.
Here's how I feel. Why am I answering this question in a fucking poll? Why are we even talking about this? This is a medical fucking thing.
Yeah, that's kind of a... That poll doesn't seem to represent what most of the polls have before.
Well, no, I think it's a reasonable question to ask. I think it's sad. That question is... That just shouldn't be...
Oh. Likely sample of Republican primaries. So this is Republican primary voters, too. So even 53% of Republican primary voters oppose banning abortions at 6 weeks.
Yes, because a lot of these people, and not to generalize, it's just we do a lot of stories where these Republicans, I'll say they're Republicans generally... You know, fuck around and do all kinds of crazy shit with their penis, and maybe they'll get people pregnant they shouldn't have, and they maybe want some abortive services. Like Trump, right? Trump gets in trouble with his penis, doesn't he?
Anymore, maybe? I don't know.
You don't think that penis gets him into issues anymore? What does he get? Does he get fucked up at Mar-a-Lago and run around with his robe open at all?
Oh,
throwing shit out of his diaper. Melania doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he's real torn up about that one.
When Trump DJs, does he have his robe open on Thursday nights?
Well, that was last night, right?
I wonder
how that party went.
Can I find...
Let's check Truth Social. He'll probably have...
Hey, Schittler, make that playlist public on Spotify. I want to see what you're listening to. Now it's all like, your love runs cold, your memory has just been full. Something, my angel.
He's speaking tonight. He just truthed a couple of minutes ago. Speaking tonight at Lee County GOP Lincoln Reagan dinner. We'll be landing shortly. Big crowd.
The Lincoln Reagan dinner.
He reposted 2024 Republican primary from Interactive Polls, whatever that is.
Whee!
Trump holds 45-point lead over Ron DeSantis.
A 45-point lead? Or
65% to 20%. Third place tie, tied at 4%.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and Nikki Haley.
Mike, that's not bad, dude. You're staying in it.
Then tied for 1%. Liz Cheney, Tim Scott, Mike Pompeo, who bowed out, by the way. I don't know if we talked about that. And Chris Christie. Mike Pompeo, it was hilarious. Put out a, after some serious soul searching and stuff like that, you know, I'm sad to announce that even though we had an exploratory committee, we will not be seeking. And the overwhelming response was like, who gives a fuck,
dude,
from everybody? Because the maggots hate him because they think he was locking horns with Trump all the time.
Let's do it,
and
man.
We hate him because he's him.
No, I love the idea of a Mike Pompeo exploratory committee because I think it would be an exploration to actually find somebody that would vote for that motherfucker. I think you would have to explore. You literally would have to explore to find somebody who's like, I'm voting for Pompeo in 2024. Nobody likes this guy. There's that. And then do it. Isn't there a way to like judge your name recognition? We know who Mike Pompeo is, but we do a podcast where he comes up often. Who the fuck knows? I guarantee you, if I went to downtown Pensacola tonight and said, who's Mike Pompeo?
He was Secretary of State, wasn't he?
No one's going to know that. They're going to like, he's a wrestler, right?
How dare you?
He's in the WWE. He's a wrestler. He's on it. What would they say? Oh, he performs with Justin Timberlake or some shit like that. Nobody knows Mike Pompeo. Nobody's going to vote for that fuck.
So sad news for the Mike Pompeo fans.
Yay.
He's not. The time is not right for me and my family, he said.
Well, I mean, it's obviously we don't.
After much consideration and prayer.
You were Secretary of State. You had your fucking. Hey, ask Jesus what he thought about having your staff walk your fucking dog. That's crazy. Hillary never did that. I guarantee you, Hillary never did that.
Susan and I have concluded after much consideration and prayer that I will not present myself as a candidate to become president of the United States in the 2024 election.
Oh, my God. Where is he saying this to?
A statement.
Oh, okay. That's good. He didn't do a thing where he's like, let's get the people together at the Four Seasons Lawn and Garden and have a whole, I'm going to do a press conference bowing out of the 2024 race.
Oh, boy. It is simplest and most accurate to say that the decision is personal. not that you knew that nobody would fucking vote for you. Oh, it's a personal decision. The time is not right for me and my family.
No.
At each stage of my public service as a soldier, as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and then as director of the Central Intelligence Agency and as your Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah. He was in the CIA. I remember that he used to waterboard and torture people, right? That guy? That's who we're talking about. Mike Pompeo, when he was in charge of the CIA?
He was okay with it, I guess.
Well, okay.
I've been blessed to have the opportunity to advance America in a way that fit the time and the moment.
Hey.
This is not that time or that moment for me to seek elected office again.
Thank fucking Christ. Get the fuck out of my life, you
dumb
fuck.
I can't tell you how heartwarming and humbling it has been when strangers have told me they pray that I run to defend our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage.
Oh, my God.
Our families and our country. Oh. As the most exceptional in the history of civilization.
This is the best news ever. I want to commend Mike Pompeo. Thank you for being done with us. Thank you so much. I want to also thank Jesus.
Nobody cares.
Get the fuck out, Mike. No,
nobody
it's good.
Cares.
No, I do care. He's done. We're done with Mike Pompeo. Why? We can at least be happy about that, right? He sucked. What was he, the Secretary of State, during that was particularly fucking crazy? Was he around for that whole, like, Trump with the Bible, with the Black Lives Matter?
Maybe. He kind of started distancing himself from Trump, and that's part of the reason that MAGA hates him.
Yeah, dude. What do you think? No, here's someone that worked for Donald Trump, who was his Secretary of State that nobody fucking remembers, but he hates Donald Trump. That's not going to work, you stupid fuck. What the fuck are these Republicans not understanding? What don't they get? They love Trump. That's who they love.
The most replied Twitter, that you actually believe you're a contender and that those of us who ignored your delusions of grandeur really give a fuck is the cutest part of this tweet.
It's insane. I think it bothers me that we had a Secretary of State with such insane judgment.
Oh, this person, the most incompetent Secretary of State in recent memory, declines having American people judge his failures. Makes sense.
Hey, who's going to be on your cabinet? I guess people with dishpan hands.
Hands down, the best decision you ever made. Why would anyone present themselves when they're polling under 1%?
Yeah, what a rocket scientist. I have empirical evidence. No one gives a flying fuck about me. I'm stepping down from contention. Yeah. Yay, stupid.
This one's great. Oh, cool. You didn't present yourself as much of a Secretary of State either.
Yeah. That's a good question. If I was doing an interview with, I'd be like, Secretary of State Pompeo, do you think you were good at your job? And if so, please present some evidence.
Right. He'll bring up shit he talked Trump out of, or that'll be
he
his.
Might make a point. You never know. Oh, that's scary. You think he talks Trump out of shit?
Probably.
God,
some of the crazier stuff.
Guys, he can't vote for Donald Trump. You know,
so I'm scrolling down. I'm finding it really hard to find many. Here's one. Thank you for your service.
Yes,
that's all it says.
You know, a friend of mine is he's kind of a conservative guy, but he's a welder, and he recently has been going out of town for jobs. And he was talking about, he's like, it's crazy. He literally said in these blue states, you make more money because you have to be in a union and they pay you better.
There's more regulation to make sure the houses won't collapse in 5 years. Probably.
It's like working in Florida sucks comparatively.
No income tax, which is nice. Right. I will admit.
I can't that is nice. I mean, sometimes I drive through potholes and
roads would be nice.
What, looking forward to getting a new alignment?
How about cable that doesn't go out every fucking show?
That's stupid. Listen, we're fucking covered. The southern tip of the state is covered in shit, isn't it?
That's true. We're doing much better.
Did we figure that one out? Or
well, they're having problems with gas too, right? Lines for gas stations and everything.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Why not here? Just down there.
That's where they had all those torrential rains.
You can't get the gas down there because there's too much fucking water? Is that true?
It knocked out roads and...
I know DeSantis is worried about wokeness, but you should be worried about the other W word, water. Water, you fuck. There's only going to be more water in South Florida as time marches on, and now we can't get the gas down there? You got to figure that out, right?
Eventually. Water, big water, ocean water.
This is big water. He's got to get rid of To Kill a Mockingbird out of the libraries first, and then we'll deal with the big water.
Apparently, Hannity did a story about... Listen to this. Trump is quoting and sharing a story from Hannity, who shared a story from Breitbart. Called Late Night Losers, ad revenue down 41% for the divisive clowns of late night. America tuning out, meaning, and it's a picture of Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel.
Trump can't resist this story because he loves it when his enemies, quote unquote, has bad ratings.
In his comment, these losers are dying. They're bad for our country, which is in serious decline. Nobody wants to watch this negativity anymore. There's nothing funny about them. They're highly overpaid. easily replaceable fools, exclamation point.
Fools? He just said fools? Is he losing it? He just yelled fools.
Yes.
Was that, that's a tweet on Truth?
That's 3 hours ago.
I'm trying to think if I've ever read the dog is going after a fly.
There's a fly. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever gone after, I've ever said fools like that in a text or in a conversation out loud. Fools!
Trump retruthed a CNN story. He hates CNN.
Right.
CNN panel absolutely shredded Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Wednesday over his escalating squabble with Disney and trouble preventing fellow Florida Republicans from endorsing former President Trump. Trump retruthed that. Then he retruthed the story. Ron DeSantis's D.C. charm offensive was a massive failure.
Hey, that's where we agree. That did suck.
I mean, how could you? That's like me saying I'm going on a I don't know what.
The thing is, man,
I'm going on a peanut offensive.
Right. Yes. What are you saying? He's allergic to charm.
Yes.
What if he wears those boots he wore that one time? Did he have crazy boots?
Those white wellies? Yeah.
Man, did you something? You're kind of likable when you put the mask on backwards. People are like, oh, look at that dumb fuck. He's nice. You know, and they forget. Do something like that. I don't know. No one's going to like Ron DeSantis in New York.
Rick Scott, Trump shared a screen capture of a Rick Scott tweet that said, Florida families shouldn't have uncertainty about their next tank of gas. Every resource available should be deployed to fix this. So obviously Rick Scott, Team Trump.
Yes. Yes. Slytherin.
And Trump retweeted that, retruthed it, I should say.
Sometimes you think
May
about
the force be with us.
Who said that?
MAGA, three flag emojis, three smiley face with cowboy hat emojis.
My God, these weird fuckers. Right?
Yeah. God, he just retruths a lot of bullshit. Florida Representative Michael Waltz endorses Trump for president. He truthed that. So yeah, he's just spiking the football.
He really is, man. God.
This says 538. He put up a 538 poll. 538 is tracking endorsements in the 2024 primary, weighed by the prominence of each endorser. Donald Trump, 221 points. Ron DeSantis, 11 points.
Oh!
Nikki Haley, 3 points.
Nikki, who's this?
Mike Pence, 3 points.
Oh, man. Mike Pence and Nikki Haley neck and neck.
Oh, how sad.
Where's Ted Cruz? You're not saying his results. Is he in there?
Well, he hasn't announced, has he?
Come on. He's going to announce. This Ted Cruz is going to fucking run for president. Please.
Actually, those are the only ones that... Well, that means he doesn't have any endorsements.
What about Trump Cruz?
Mike Pompeo's crossed out. He had 3 points before he got before he got crossed out.
What are these points? Mike Pompeo scored points?
This is some magic over at 538 where they're assigning...
Endorsements.
Here's the point. Says, yeah, the weighed by the prominence... Whatever that means.
Of endorsements?
Of each endorser.
I want to see the breakdown of Mike Pompeo. That interests me more than anything.
Two points, officials in statewide elective office or state legislative leaders will get you 2 points. Other U.S. representatives or mayors of large cities will get you 3 points. So that's what it is. It's U.S. reps that are probably.
Is there anything that's 1 point?
No.
No.
5 points for former presidential and vice presidential nominees.
Mike Pompeo, you got none of those because you got a whopping 3,
so,
right?
Yeah, you better go talk to...
What did Pence get then?
What? Go talk to Dan Quayle. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, how much did Pence
get? Dan Quayle would be higher. He was vice president. I keep forgetting.
Right. Oh, yeah, you would get something for Dan Quayle.
Yeah. 6 points for a senator.
Ooh.
8 points for a governor.
Wow.
10 points for a former president or vice president or current national party leaders.
Jeez.
And Trump has 233 points already.
Jesus.
DeSantis has 11. Mike Pence and Nikki Haley with three each. And
Mike Pence got three.
Mike Pompeo had three.
There's no way you can split a three because it's not a one. But
it's
got to
be a U.S. rep or a mayor because that's the only.
I want to fault this survey for not having a 1 point thing because that would add it to the humor of it, which we would have appreciated. How dare you? Mike Pence got a state legislator.
There's plenty of humor, though.
Yeah, that's true, man. Mike, that means Mike Pence got three.
He got that means he got one rep or mayor of a large city.
Oh, okay.
Because he can't get 3 points.
Who did he get then?
Because the other only other one is two.
Can we
can't.
See who he got then? He got one. It can't be hard to find. Who's endorsed Mike Pence? You couldn't even get Dan fucking Quayle. He's from your state, you loser.
Oh wait, I can sort this by.
I can't.
Who they? Yeah, I can see who did it.
I can't believe that Dan Quayle wouldn't endorse Mike Pence. I think that's mean.
Pompeo had Jake LaTurner from Kansas' 2nd District had endorsed him. That was 3 points.
Who the fuck is that?
He's some rep in Kansas that likes Mike Pompeo.
He's the only guy.
Oh, here's Pence. Carlos Jimenez from Florida's 28th District.
Okay.
Just today.
Wow.
Endorsed the vice president, which means Pence had zero before today. Nikki Haley has Ralph Norman from South Carolina, one rep that's backing her.
Jeez, Nikki, I don't know.
DeSantis has
11 points.
Laura Lee, Florida's 15th district.
Okay.
Rep, 3 points. Kentucky's 4th district, Thomas Massie. Holy shit,
oh,
Massie
that's weird.
Endorsed him. That's 6 points. Chip Roy.
What?
Has endorsed DeSantis already for 9 points. And then 2 points. He's a state auditor this is some state official.
Some fuckhead.
In Alabama. Andrew Sorrell.
What's confusing to me is that DeSantis is the leader of Florida. And did you just say there was one rep endorsing him?
No, DeSantis has three.
In Florida.
No, one in Florida.
One in Florida.
One from Kentucky, one from Texas.
That must be wrong because he's the governor of the fucking state. Mm. So you're telling me that he's only able to get one endorsement for one fucking lousy fucking
Florida's
Republican?
Florida's 1st district, Matt Gaetz, endorsed Trump. Florida's 5th district, John Rutherford endorsed Trump. Florida's 6th district, Michael Waltz endorsed
Trump.
Come
on.
Florida's 7th, Corey Mills, Trump.
God.
12th district, Gus Michael Bill Rackus, Trump. 13th district, Anna Paulina Luna, Trump. 15th district, Laurel Lee, DeSantis.
There you go. Good job, everybody.
16th district, Vernon Buchanan, Trump. 17th district, 19th district, 21st district, 28th district.
DeSantis.
Trump, 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 Trump.
None of them. All of them Trump.
He only has one.
This state. Man, this sad fucking, sad ass fucking dumb fucking state, man.
One from Georgia has endorsed Trump.
Oh, good.
Can you take a guess at?
Oh, a rep?
Yes.
God. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Very good. Yes.
Yes. What about,
Boebert,
yeah,
has endorsed Trump.
Okay,
Colorado's 3rd district.
What about Jim Jordan?
You know what? Where is he?
Jim?
What is he? Ohio?
Yes. Come on, Jim.
No.
What the fuck, Jim Bag?
To have,
what about
including J.D. Vance? Well, two reps, and J.D. Vance, the senator, have endorsed Trump.
You haven't mentioned a prominent Republican. Mitch the Bitch.
Has not endorsed.
Okay.
Will not endorse Trump. There's no way.
Come on. Why?
Him.
Why?
He calls him, what does he call his wife? Coco.
I forgot about that shit.
Coco Chow. Which. Oh my God.
Man, what that's an interesting study.
That's a great study, yeah.
I mean, it's spoiler alert, I guess most of this. What governors have, what about Sarah Huckabee? Is she endorsed? She might run.
It doesn't say she did.
Here's my prediction. Trump is going to flame out. The Justice Department is going to come get him. DeSantis is going to flame out. He has no talent. And then interstage left Sarah Huckabee Sanders. How does she stack up?
I get it because you're not used to this. That's all right. Come on, let the children come up. Now only come up if you're going to praise them now. Don't come up just staring. I'm going to teach you the right way. Amen. Amen. Give them some room so they can dance and they can jump. Scoot back, Stephen. Let these children come over here. Because they'll receive the Holy Ghost.
This is the entertainment at Greg Locke's tent.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Poor Larry across the street has to listen to this shit.
Oh, yeah. Turn on the cement mixer. Fuck you, Greg. Hey, Greg, go fuck yourself. Can I, if I'm on my, let me ask you something. This is a legal question. If I'm on my property and I see these guys walking by, can I yell at them from my property? Like, fuck you. Fuck you, wackos.
Dude, this is this week. Revival, spontaneous revival services, Global Vision Bible Church, Monday through Friday this week, 7 p.m. Central Time.
Oh my God!
He did this shit every night.
They're coming! They're coming back! Every night!
Every night.
Every night. They're coming back.
There's zombie swarm. It's like 7 days to die. There's a lot of the online zombie games where they come when the waves come at night.
I just picture like somebody's like see with the binoculars, like they're coming, and everybody has to lock their doors. The Christians are coming.
Oh, he's traveling too. May 2nd.
Thank God.
7 p.m. Flint, Michigan. Tent revival.
Shit. Let's see.
Pastor Greg Law.
This tent revival shit is misleading. This tent is more like a building.
Well, this is in somewhere he's not moving his tent. Well,
of course not.
There's going to be a tent in Michigan for him.
How much does he make off that shit?
But his tent is big.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I would think that the tent that he performs at, if he's leaving his big tent, he must be making a fuck ton.
We don't allow them to come in here and disrupt. If a witch wants deliverance, we've watched it happen. Thanks be unto God. If they're here to cause trouble, if they're projecting themselves into your home, and they do. That's why your kids see stuff and you say, let's just Sully in the closet. No, ain't Disney movies. This stuff's real. And Disney knows it. They've been propagating witchcraft for 50 years.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Alakazoo, what would you do?
Disney's been propagating witchcraft 50 years.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Isn't that the same Sydney in the closet?
Oh, man. Quit projecting images at me.
Movies. This stuff's real, and Disney knows it. They've been propagating witchcraft for 50 years or more.
Or more. Okay.
But I'm going to tell you something. We have no repentance or remorse over the fact that if we find out that there is witchcraft
Jesus.
in the atmosphere of our church,
no.
I'm going to warn every witch right now. There's coming a time in the American church, in churches like ours that fear God, that you will walk in and you will be carried out by the power of God that falls upon you. God's not playing with witchcraft.
Listen to those idiots.
I love that they're worried about witchcraft in the air, but they don't give a shit about COVID. They don't fucking give a fuck about that.
Soon it's going to be like WWE. He's going to hire these wrestler women to come in and get thrown around.
Oh, he's going to hire people to be
sure, and then be saved.
I mean, does he go around just like that person's a witch? I can tell. Or this is all theater, so.
I don't know.
He did have a name. He's like, because he got real specific about the witches. Because do you remember that Greg Locke a while back had an actual witch issue, and he was talking about it from the pulpit.
Right.
He would say that he knew a particular witch that was being, negative, or I don't know what the witch was.
Right, right. They knew, they had a name, yeah.
And so. When we talk about these things, it really unnerves folks. You know, it's interesting that you can get on TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, and there are people in the world that talk about things like astral projection. Astral projection. Literally coming out of their body in the spirit realm, getting in the astral plane and projecting themselves into another location. John Ramirez used to do it as a Satanist.
What?
Who the fuck is he talking about?
The infamous John Ramirez. Give it up for Johnny Ramirez, everybody. Your local Satanist.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that some poor local guy?
Johnny Ramirez is like, what the fuck? You know, one time at a yard sale in Los Angeles, I saw a DVD set on astral projection and how to do it. I didn't buy it, but...
Oh, it'd probably be worth a lot. Or you could you can send it to Greg. He'll burn it.
Do you have to send it?
Into another location. John Ramirez used to do it as a Satanist. And you have famous rappers, cultural icons and idols, which is a problem, that talk about astral projection. And then when a deliverance minister gets...
They're high. They're high as fuck. Man. They're not talking. They're on mushrooms.
They're rhyming shit, man.
Yeah, they're on mushrooms and they're stoned.
See, like that. This is. I see. Listen, if you talk about astral projection in terms of a mushroom trip, at least we're sort of on the outskirts of some science. Well, you're just talking about creating that on your own, right? Like, what does it mean? Like, if I'm gonna astral project your ass, like, what am I doing to you? Like, am I fucking with you? Am I hurting you? Is it like a laser?
I think if you're projecting someone else, it's...
I'm sending you!
Kind of violent, yeah.
Can I astral...
But if you astral project somewhere, you can go, you know, watch someone in the bathroom or something, I guess.
How do I know where I'm going? I guess that's the whole art of it.
You're projecting, yeah.
Do I have to... I have to have seen it, or do I have... To astral project myself to a specific location...
Yeah, you have to suck off a demon.
I'm trying to ask a serious fucking question.
I'm giving you a serious answer.
Wait a second. How do I
get... As serious as anything you're about to hear from Greg Locke.
No. How do I... Like, let's say I want to project myself to the Circle K. Okay. How do I... I've been there. I know what it looks like.
How do I do it? You relax. You let the alpha waves flow in your brain. Imagine yourself standing...
Okay.
When the racist guy is working.
That guy's worried about the border.
At the Circle K. And you just project your mind there and you let your consciousness float out of you.
How?
And
everything. I was able to do all that shit. For that. I'm not sure how to make the consciousness
float. You should have bought those DVDs.
Cultural icons and idols, which is a problem. They talk about astral projection. And then when a deliverance minister gets up and says, hey, deliverance, we close every portal of astral projection.
I agree. Deliverance. Deliverance minister. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Like this kind of, this kind of deliverance.
Wait. Hold on a second.
He's referring to himself as a deliverance minister.
Okay, let's pause the shit here. Okay. What is that? What does that mean? Like,
I don't know. You're delivering people.
That's a specific term, though. Is that a weird thing in with these evangelicals?
You're like DoorDash for Jesus.
Aren't they all deliverance ministers? No, you're delivering. You're saving someone. Isn't that what all ministers do?
He's actually a doula. And he helps birth babies. So he's a delivering...
If you're a Satanist, how do you initiate an astral projection? You're a Satanist.
We don't. I don't know. I didn't take that class.
I want to know how it works.
Portal of astral projection. My preacher friends are like, that is so nonsense. Who in the world would ever believe? It's a shame when unbelievers believe more than believers believe.
What? You heard him. It's a shame when unbelievers believe more than believers believe.
I just went to Tokyo. I'm back.
What is he talking about?
You know, there are times in services that we can sense when a witch will just be in service.
Uh-oh.
He can't leave
but will
alone.
Astral project into our service to mess up one of our deliverance events.
I just fucking bumped into some bitch.
This guy's so paranoid.
She astrally projected into...
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news. SCOTUS voted well.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Yes.
Preserving access. I just got a note on my phone. Let me read it there.
Right.
So I don't have to go looking
for it. Oh, preserving access to methoprestone and getting rid of witches.
U.S. Supreme Court preserves access to the abortion drug mifepristone while a legal case over restrictions continues. So they are apparently upholding the stay.
Yes.
On that ridiculous judge's ruling.
Right. Right. So that's good. And but what happens after that?
Well, there's an appellate court that will hear the case.
And there and will that be a Trump judge in there?
I could very well be.
Well, that's good news, man. I mean, wait, can we use that in Florida?
What is this? Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, at the center of the ongoing abortion pill litigation now at SCOTUS, has an unusual redaction in his financial disclosure reports.
Right.
This is the Washington Post.
Yes.
Federal judge, U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, who suspended government approval of the drug, okay, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Lists his most valuable investment as a holding in a single stock worth at least $5 million. The name of the company, however, is blacked out.
That's kind of the most interesting bit of information, wouldn't that be?
He said in a statement that the redactions were approved by the administrative office of the courts after reviewing the relevant rules and applicable threats.
Okay.
The private company, he said, is not headquartered or operated in Texas and has never been a part of his district where he sits.
Okay.
The clerk's office has the name of the entity, actively screens incoming cases, and I would be automatically recused from any cases involving this entity. Why weren't you automatically recused from this? Because you were on the board of a fucking forced birth, several forced birth groups.
But why are you allowed? This is my question. Why do you need to be a judge and sit on the board of what you just described?
Well, it was before he was a judge.
Oh, okay.
When he was a lawyer.
Jeez, man.
Before he got elected. Before right. he got... he might have been a judge before that. Or he might have been one of these ones that Trump put up.
These people are fucked up, man.
Because of who he is.
Yeah.
And mission accomplished.
Yeah.
So there we go. Legal ethics experts say the redactions are highly unusual and withholding the name of a stock undermines the purpose of the disclosure system. Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
Right. We want to know.
We want to know your finances. We want to know. I don't want your buddy in the clerk's office to decide if some subsidiary that you can't draw a straight line
right
to this company that you own stocks in.
Yeah.
Is a case is going to get before you, you piece of shit. Well,
wait, I'm confused too, because Elizabeth Warren once suggested an idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, well, I think it was maybe it was just a president or something, that you can't hold stock or something. Like you should have to.
Yes. Yes. We should
divest.
Have
is that the right word?
Yes.
Sell your shit. Or don't be a judge, or don't be a president, or don't be a senator, or don't be a fucking representative. Just go and be a fuck stick. You don't have to keep your stocks.
But then even you got to keep an eye on him. Remember that Republican that was convicted not that long ago of, insider trading when you could literally see on camera the moment that he got the phone call. Oh my God.
Oh, that's why I love the GOP. Yeah.
And he turns around and like texts his brother-in-law, get out, sell.
What a shock. What a shock. Right. Oh my God, did you see the other thing that one of the Texas reps that voted to expel
Tennessee?
Yeah, to expel those two legislators. That person one of the people that voted to expel had to resign because some sexual harassment.
Oh yeah. Bullshit. There's a Republican diddler. Right.
He was like, he's like, I'm in my hotel room playing with myself or some fucking shit. And they're like, we gotta expel these people for disorderly or dishonorable conduct. Like, dude, you're a creepo. You're a fucking capital C creepo. I mean, it's just like, it's, my point is, it's whatever.
Two dissents on staying the mifepristone.
Oh, meaning they want to get rid of it.
They would have left it proceed. So it would have, they would have allowed it to be removed from.
Oh, yeah. Husband of Jenny.
Ding.
And Alito.
Ding.
Why? Why is it so easy for me to name the two shittiest ones? Is that right? Are they the two shittiest ones?
The applications for stays are granted, blah, 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 blah. Justice Thomas would deny the applications for stays. Justice Alito dissenting from grant of applications stays.
Go suck each other off on some vacation paid by that fuck nut. Alito's probably going on fancy trips too, right? Do you think he is? Let's look at his shit.
Yeah, we should be looking at all of them.
Wait, in that one sucks too. I forget his name. The one that didn't want to wear the mask. Somebody on the court is immunocompromised, and he wouldn't wear the mask. Which one is that? The shitbag. The one that got Merrick Garland's spot. Neil Gorsuch.
Oh, Gorsuch. Yeah,
that guy sucks too.
Ellie Mistal says, quick summary of the abortion pill ruling. Court grants stay of Kaczmarek's stupid ruling. Meaning abortion pills are back for the time being. Alito's dissent essentially says, I thought we weren't supposed to use the shadow docket after using the shadow docket a lot.
Wow. Right. The shadow docket is...
where they basically vote on something without... having an official, putting out on the official docket meeting. They kind of, you know, get on a conference call and get it over with, I guess.
Why? Whatever. Why is that okay?
I guess.
It's shadow
but
docket.
But it's there's no debate. There's no...
Oh, it's not...
right. They don't, you know,
yeah,
hear oral arguments and shit, I don't think. And so there you go. Ruling was 7-2.
That's good news.
Thomas and Alito voting against.
Yeah. Boy. Somebody just missed a violation out the window.
Oh, the dog. Oh, we got to get going. Holy shit, look at the time.
Yay.
So right there at the end of the show, some good news.
G-Bus.
You know, we dodge another spiked dildo.
That's right. Look out, man.
That they were going to ram up us.
Where's Clarence Thomas vacationing this weekend?
Right, yeah.
That's what I want to know. Where will
Harlan be hosting him this week? Thanks for joining us. Join us Monday and every day, every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app for crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing.
Ryan.
He is at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Awesome weekends to y'all. We'll hit you up again on Monday.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.